Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Will Silva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. There was speculation about the long-term future of Russell Wilson in Seattle after his agent listed four teams Russ would waive his no-trade clause for in a possible trade. That talk has been pretty much extinguished, right, with those four organizations solidifying their QB1 positions last week. But what's in the cards for another former Super Bowl-winning quarterback in the NFC? Well, according to NFL Network's Mike Silver, the long-term relationship between Aaron Rodgers and the Packers could be determined by how they restructure his contract. Mike is reporting Green Bay wants to restructure the deal to free up cap space. However, the terms could indicate how long he's in the team's plans based on what cap commitment a new deal has in future seasons. Stay tuned, as we like to say in the business, intrigue in Green Bay. Love it. As for the team that beat the Pats in last season's NFC title game, the Super Bowl champion Bucks are in the midst of retaining key players, which helped lead them to the franchise's second Lombardi title, like star defender Shaq Barrett and tight end Rob Gronkowski. Now, even though Tom Brady was just in his first season in Tampa, the Bucks were the first team in NFL history to score 30-plus points in four games during a single postseason. And when Gronk met with reporters, he admitted the offense could be much improved in 2021.
I definitely do think we can be better on the offensive side of the ball. You saw sometimes during the season at the beginning of the year, like we weren't really putting up points or we weren't really clicking together. I feel like with so many players coming back, another offseason under our belt, another training camp, a full season under our belt, that we can definitely continue where we left off. But that's going to be a lot of work. That's going to be a lot of practicing still. That's going to be everyone coming together and wanting to get better too. And I just don't see why that will be a problem. It definitely starts with myself too. And I'm willing to get better right away. So whenever we all do get back together and, just getting it all on the same page again and just picking it up where we left off, I'm definitely excited for that.
As he should be, Gronk. His former team, the Pats, have been on an absolute tear, adding high-priced free agents. One of those new acquisitions, tight end Hunter Henry, is already sounding like a New England veteran. He told reporters he wants to win and will do whatever it takes to do so. Henry also talked about his connection to head coach Bill Belichick.
There's a pretty unique connection. He actually became pretty good friends with my high school coach. So that kind of brought us together. I met him before coming out in the draft, and I've always talked to my high school coach about him. And so we kind of had that mutual connection. So over the years, obviously just kind of building that throughout the years. And, it's I have a ton of respect for coach, the Patriots, and I'm just excited to kind of be under him now and for him to be my coach. So I'm excited to learn and become a better football player.
Meanwhile, new Vikings corner Patrick Peterson is entering his 11th season after spending the last decade starring for the Cardinals. He's played all 16 games in 9 of his 10 NFL seasons and believes he has plenty of good football left in the tank.
My dreams and aspiration was to play, 16 years. I'm fairly healthy, haven't had, any major injuries throughout my career, and I feel unbelievable. I feel great. I'm in shape. My mind feel young. My body feel young, and I just want to continue to grind.
As we get closer to next month's draft, all eyes are focused on the pro days held all across the country. Heisman Trophy winner Alabama's Devontae Smith revealing his current weight is 170 pounds after refusing to be measured at the Senior Bowl. But he won't work out today with the rest of the Crimson Tide's top prospects in front of pro scouts. Of course, you can watch all the action live today at noon Eastern on NFL Network. But before that, you don't want to miss Good Morning Football as the crew gets juiced. Kim Jones and the guys will be joined by 49ers fullback Kyle Juszczyk. That's from 7 to 10 Eastern. Hey, I'm out of time. I'm Will Silva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.